5 out of 6 boards and commissions were filled during Tuesday night's meeting. Bob Lippert was appointed to the Parks and Recreation Board. Terry Henson, Stanley Schnell, and Augie Schultz filled the vacancies on the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I'm at 622 Zamovia Highway. I came here because I've been here every Tuesday night for 11 years, and I don't know where else to go.
Don McConaughey is no longer mayor, but he'll still serve the borough in another way. He and Alinda White were appointed to the Nolan Center Board. Paul Southland will spend another term on the Thomas Bay Power Authority. And Brenda Schwartz-Jaeger filled one of 2 vacancies on the Wrangell Convention and Visitors Bureau. The only board that's not complete is the Cemetery Board, which has 3 vacancies. While the Assembly was filling other boards, it had a vacancy of its own. Assembly Seat B was left vacant due to Mayor Jeremy Maxan's election. The Assembly plans to advertise the vacancy and appoint a member. Assemblymember Dave Jack filled another position Maxan held within the past year. The Assembly unanimously elected Jack as vice mayor.
I've got to just throw out, I've never been in favor of the agreement between the city and borough of Wrangell and Cascade Creek LLC, but I have not had the opportunity to speak with Mr. Rooney about this whole situation and where we're at, so I will defer and wait until we have an opportunity to listen, I guess, to the new voice of supposed reason and see where we're at there. So
that's Assemblymember Bill Privett expressing his opinions about Cascade Creek LLC. Another meeting has gone by, and the private company has yet to present a progress report. The company was scheduled to make a community presentation at the beginning of the meeting. Mayor Maxan said its representative was unable to make her flight to Wrangell due to weather conditions. The Assembly voted 5-1 to table the issue until its next meeting, scheduled for October 26. Privett was the lone no vote. The borough has been in a year-long non-circumvention agreement with Cascade Creek to produce hydropower at Swan Lake. The company became a wholly subsidiary of the Canadian-based company Alaska Hydro Corporation last month.
I'm just saying, a better voice would be nice. We don't have much of a voice sometimes up there.
No, we don't. Not in Southeast.
Nope.
The Assembly voted unanimously to throw its support for Ballot Measure 1 that will be presented to voters during the November 2nd general election. If the measure passes, it will add more representatives and senators to the Alaska legislature. The measure was created in response to the 2010 census, where rural communities would potentially lose their representation. And finally, Evergreen Elementary School can officially start the process of replacing its aging playground. The Assembly voted unanimously to release $225,000 in general bonds to help with the costs. Borough Manager Tim Rooney says the release won't actually take place until December to late spring.
This would allow the borough to do would be to be able to move forward with design of the playground and everything else, and then when those bonds are sold, turn around and reimburse ourselves for the money spent in between now and then.
Property owners will have to pay the bonds back through an increased mill rate over a 15-year period. Voters overwhelmingly gave the okay for the borough to use general bonds to fix up the playground during last week's election. The proposition passed 468 yes votes to 201 votes. The state is expected to chip in $800,000. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.